And so at the our theme for this entire year is at the cross, and the emphasis this month, at the cross, I find vision. Now, what about Mission Sunday? Well, it is on January the 29th. The whole idea is to take the gospel to all the world as far as we're able to do that. And every dollar that'll be given next Sunday, every dollar that's given next Sunday will be given to mission work. And we ought to thank God for that. Now then, what is the challenge that the Lord, that the elders have to present to us in this coming year? Well, I believe we understand that in relationship to Mission Sunday, there's always that base number. There is that number of money, the dollars that have been already committed to missionaries, and we're obligated to these individuals, and you'll see that number is $85,400. Next Sunday, if we're going to keep the promise that we have made to the lost and to missionaries who are out there, the contribution next Sunday has got to be $85,400. And thank God that we've averaged, $120,000 over these last 13 years in relationship to that. And the elders have confidence in us. But this is, the base number is the second highest base that we've had in history. And that number is changed and brought about because of the fact that their missionaries come, and missionaries that go, and missionaries that are added, and missionaries that are taken away from this number. And that's the highest number was in the year 2010, and that is when we had Douglas working full time with the Spanish, and we also had 3 full time missionaries down in Paraguay. And all of that is changing, and we'll be talking more about that. But we need to understand that in that base there are 2 individuals that we mentioned. First, Nana Afoji in Zimbabwe. We have been supporting Nana since the year 1994. There's a church out in California that visits him regularly, and there our feedback on the faithfulness of the work that he does. But if you'll look on the screen, you'll see the evidence of the work that he does. And that he serves the Lord in so many ways and does so many things for him. And if I say the name D. Manwaring, that's a name that hardly any of you will remember. But that's how far back our support of him came. Dee was doing that World Bible School thing and found some brethren over there, and particularly these 2 brethren that we're about to mention, brought this to the elders, and the elders said yes. And this was even before we had Mission Sunday contribution. And what a great joy it is to have been associated with him. Tamuka Nana Afoji is in Nigeria. I said first he was in Zimbabwe, wrong nation. And Tamuka Aranashi is in Zimbabwe. And they are doing some amazing work, and we thank God for them. Josh Blackmer has been to Nigeria and he knows Nana. And so it's not that we're just throwing money out and have no idea where it's going. These men regularly send reports back of the things that they're doing. And it is exciting to be involved in these works of men whom we've hardly any of us other than Josh has ever met. Let me tell you this. There are going to be some folks from Zimbabwe, and there are going to be some folks from Nigeria that are going to be standing there on Judgment Day, and they're going to be looking at you, members at Palm Beach Lakes, and said, "I've been wanting to meet you. I would not be going to heaven if it weren't for you." Is that exciting? I mean, you stop and think about it. Here's people that we do not know, and we're doing all that we can to carry the gospel out to them. Another one in that base group is Scott Shanahan. Scott has been involved in the work in the South Pacific. We've been associated with Scott in that work since the year 2012. And so it's great to be able to be associated with Scott. And if you look real carefully beside Scott Shanahan's name in that base, you may see a little asterisk there. And that's indicative of the fact there's a change because he's coming home this year. What's going to happen to that work in Ponape? Well, we'll be talking about that work a little bit later. But Scott Shanahan, we've been associated with him since 2012, and he is returning in August. He is going to Ireland, I believe. Is it Scotland or Ireland? Which one is it? He's going over there to start a new work over there, and our support is not going to follow him over to there, though we have great confidence in him. Our support is going to stay with that work in Ponape, the Lord being our helper, and we'll talk about how all of that is going to come back. What about Joey Treat? Joey Treat has been a part of our mission work since 2004. And we need to be thankful for the work that he's doing all over the Pacific Islands. But are you aware that in one of those islands there are only three channels, and Joey has one of the channels coming out of a room in his house. And so if you got television there and you're living there where Joey is, and you turn on your television set, you got this channel, or you got the gospel, and it's on 24/7, and Joey Treat is a part of it. Is that exciting? How about a great opportunity? And how blessed we are to have been able, by the providence of God, to know about Joey Treat and the great work that he's done. He comes back regularly and makes reports, and I believe, Dan McLeod, I believe you've been over there and worked side by side with Joey, and so we know him very well. What about that next name that's on that base? Anybody not know the name Robert Martin? I'm telling you, what an amazing work Robert has done all over the years. We've been associated with Robert even before there was Mission Sunday. We started our support of Robert Martin in 1989, and what a great, great blessing it's been. We don't have to talk about Robert to touch the heart of this church. And the work when Robert went out to the South Pacific was on for the Lord's church was on three islands. There are 22 island nations, and the gospel and the Lord's church has now been planted on 20 of the 22 island nations out in the South Pacific. Does that excite you? Folks, you've been a part of that. You want to get excited about serving God because of our association with Robert Martin and the great devotion he has to God. How great that is. Now you see the little, it's not an asterisk beside his name, see that little plus beside his name? About 2 months ago, Robert was headed back for another, he spent several months of the years out in the South Pacific visiting island group, just going back to, as Paul did, to see how those churches were doing. Robert called just about 3 days before he left. He said, I've lost support. There are three little smaller churches that have cut their support. They're not going to be able to support me in the new year. Is there any way? And he said, I know you, brother, are already supporting me. So is there any way Palm Beach Lakes can help? And how thankful I am that our elders and that the funds exist because of the funds you've given at other Mission Sundays that would say to Robert, yes, here's $200 a month. And so we've increased our support for Robert, $200 a month to make up for that support that he had lost. And how thankful we ought to be. We'll talk a little bit more about a challenge from Robert as we get higher up on this pyramid about things that we can do this year. What about the name Mauricio Yegros? You see the name Yegros? That's the name we know from the work in Paraguay, and Marcio's one of the sons of some of those individuals. Marcio is involved in starting a work among the Hispanics down in Coral Springs, and he's been involved in that work since 2013. They meet in rented facilities, and they're trying to establish the church there. A lot of great things are happening. In all likelihood, you get a copy of Mauricio's report in your email. And if you do not get it, let us know, and we'll make sure that you get it. And again, because of our confidence in the work that they're doing down there and the needs that they have, we'll be increasing their support about $100 a month in this coming year. Douglas Alvarenga. Douglas was our full-time missionary among the Hispanics, and then Douglas almost became our missionary down to Argentina, and circumstances developed. He wasn't able to do that, but we had that Spanish work that was here, and those individuals went down to Lake Worth because that's where they all lived and were working down there to establish a congregation. And so we are supporting Douglas. And this is one of those situations where, in order that we may encourage that Hispanic church to stand on its own, we're decreasing Douglas's support with the hope that they will be increasing their support. What we're trying to do in the Hispanic work here is what we did in Paraguay. That work in Paraguay is some of the most exciting work that is to be done. And we were there when that first group of missionaries went, when Chris Fry from this very congregation went down to be a part of that first team that was there. And Josh Blackmer, who worked with us for 4 years with our young people and then became our missionary down in Paraguay. How great it was to be able to see those things happen. You want to talk about Paraguay? Talk about Troy Spradlin. You see the asterisk beside his name. Troy's coming home this year. Why? Is he quitting? Absolutely not. The work in Paraguay is able to stand on its own. They're self-supporting. They're self-propagating. By that we mean they're able to go out and establish other congregations. That's the way the Lord intended for it to happen, for a congregation to be established, and they in turn to do what we've done here in this place. We've been a part of helping that congregation get started in Paraguay, and in turn, that church in Paraguay is carrying the gospel to others, and he will be returned because there is that Ascension Christian Bible Academy that they have there. And the second class will be graduating in February. And what that means is that those students who've been a part of that, not training necessarily to be full-time workers of the church, though the church down there may decide on their own to support some of those individuals, but just leaders in the church, so they'll be grounded in the faith. And we've been a part of that work in Paraguay, and how thankful we're part of that academy that they've had, full-time academy, where students came to that school, and now they are a part of helping that church in so many ways. Do we need to talk about Apologetics Press? We talked about them last Sunday and all the good that they've done. You know, when you stop and think that this last year there were 20 million hits on that website that they have. They don't just have a great website, but if you've never been to Apologetics Press website, you need to go there and see the absolute amazing material that is there. Apologetics simply means you're going to defend the faith. Defend it against those who think the Bible's not inspired and those who are enthralled by perhaps the matter of evolution may be our origin and not God being our origin. And so they're defending the faith. And we have those four men. All of them have spoken here at this congregation over the years, and this last year they spoke in 135 congregations. Isn't that amazing? In four different countries. And we are a part of that. And how thankful we are that they've asked our elders to be counselors for them in the work that they're doing, and our elders make trip up there every year. And because of the work that they're doing, the elders have decided to increase our funds for them. And a lot of that comes because the elders have confidence in them, and the elders have confidence in us that we'll rise to the occasion and that we will be able next Sunday to have that $85,000. And then, because we were part of establishing the work in one of those specific islands, that is the Easter Island, listen, the most remote place where people are living on this earth. You've got to think about that. The most remote island there is, where there are people that are there. The Lord's church is there. Why? Because our missionary that was in Paraguay, connection in that first trip with Robert Martin. But Josh has already made 9 trips and down to that work. And we ought to thank God for the good things that are happening down there. He made 2 trips last year in 2017. And we ought to thank God for the fact that Josh is willing to continue that. And we plan this year, and it's part of this plans this year for him to make 2 trips. Not just one, but 2 trips. And how blessed we are to know that's happening. Here's some names that you may not have heard much, except in just recent weeks. And that is Tavaro and Elisa Hanna. They're from the Bahamas. They're part of that church over in Freeport. And those who've been over and know that work in Freeport know what a great church that is there. And this young couple there has come to the States to be able to go to a Bible college. And it is their plan, not when they graduate from the School of Preaching, to stay here in America. It's their plan to go back to the Bahamas and establish the Lord's church in a place where it is not. Over on the island where they're found, there's the church in Abacoa, and there's the other church down in the southern part of that island. The third largest city. The third largest village that is over there. That's where Tavaro and Elisa are going to go to establish the work. And we want to get Tavaro and Elisa down here so you can meet this amazing couple. And I'm telling you, their 3 little girls are some of those precious things. And you ought to be thankful for that. And then, as a part of the base, teens, young people, listen. We believe in you. We want you to know that you're not a church, you're not a part of the church of tomorrow. You are a part of this church, and you're having an impact on this church. And we believe in you, and so every year we send you on a mission trip. And as a part of that base, funds will be provided to send our young people this year, like they've gone in at other times to other places to conduct vacation Bible schools and to do whatever work is asked for by that church this year. There, our teens will be included in that. Then the last thing on that base, and I'm glad that you're able to see it better than I am, because the things on the back are not working. I thought you were not seeing a thing on the screen. I was trying to be so descriptive and energetic. I can slow down a little bit, right? And that is the Heart to Heart magazine. 8,000 issues of that every other month. Every other month, 8,000 homes in this area get that 16-page magazine, and we sort of rotate among the zip codes and the carrier routes that they're taking to. And so we're trying to reach out in this part of the county. And you take every other month, is that six times this next year? This year, God willing, God being our helper, nearly 50,000 16-page full-color magazine will be given to people in this area. And it goes without saying how many times we have those who are visitors who have come because they have seen that Heart to Heart magazine, and how blessed we are over the years to have been a part of all of that. Well, that's the base. That is, if we give $85,000 next Sunday and the elders are confident and asking us to give sacrificially, believing that we will respond to what they have said. If we are able this next Sunday to give $95,000, I'll not mention the hundreds of dollars amount that follow, $95,300 is the precise amount. We want to begin to support somebody who will be working there where Scott Shanahan has been. And there is an individual who's been out to visit Scott. His name is Wayne. His wife's name is Christy. Wayne and Christy Parker, and they want to go to Ponape where Scott has been. They've already been, and they plan in just a month's time, a little over a month's time, 6 weeks' time, for them to live, to go back, and to continue that great work. And they'll be taking over the work that Scott and Rebecca Shanahan have done. And by the way, Scott and Rebecca will be leaving in August, so there'll be that overlap, and they'll be able to make that transition very, very smooth, and to continue to work, not for them to stay there the rest of their life, but for them to be able to establish a congregation in that area that will be ongoing in relationship to this. We have a video. I hope that it will play so that you can just hear, hear Wayne's voice as he talks a little bit about these things. I think you'll be hearing a lot about him in times to come. The elders met him using, I think it was Skype, some program similar to that, and we were so impressed. Not that I was an elder, but I was in the meeting. Those who were in that meeting were so impressed with this guy's ability and his dedication. And we are really, really thankful. And so God being our helper, and provided this congregation will respond and to help us carry the gospel to every creature, have that vision that we're talking about, that we will be able to take over, not fully the support of Wayne and Christy, but to become one of the contributors to the support that Wayne and Christy and their kids will be doing in that area. They really have a lot of experience, and he seems to be so qualified, and not just in his ability, though he has great speaking ability and has a great powerful presence, but in the fact that he loves the Lord, and that's so important. And then also in that $95,000 is included that special request for mission trips. Throughout the year, some members of this congregation, sometimes our young people who go to Christian colleges, sometimes they go on special mission trips. And always, as a part of Mission Sunday, the elders knowing that there'll be requests, and we do not give to everybody who requests, but those who appear to be worthy and we have great confidence in, there's money there, so the elders can say to some of you who've been on mission trips, and to some of our young people used to sit right up here where these young people are sitting today, yes, you want to go spend a week there or 2 weeks there? Yes, we have the money. We want to be a part of that. And then also at that $95,000 level is something special for Easter Island. It's not just the Bibles, or not just that the work has begun, but there are on that island 5,700 people. Do you know how many stores are there where you can buy a Bible? Zero. And so last year, as a result of the monies that you gave, Josh has been able, in the time that he has gone down there, last year, he took 200 Bibles down to Easter Island. Now, we could care more than that. We don't want to just go down there and just throw Bibles out. We want to be able for those babes in Christ, that infant church down there, to be a part of saying to people on that island who have no real knowledge at all of the Lord's church, to say to those individuals, here, there's something happening here, and we really want you to be a part of it. 95,000. What if we gave 105,000 next Sunday? If we give 105,000, we want to continue to be a part of this Hispanic work, because they lost their meeting place down in the southern middle part of the county, down in that area. They came to the elders here and says, we're trying to find a better place because the place we were staying, they didn't want us to be there. They raised the rent so far. It was just not even, it's not where we needed to be. And could we meet temporarily back up in this building? And so right this very minute, over in another part of our building, that Hispanic work is going on. They don't want to stay here. They want to be down in that area. And so we want to be a part of helping them, not because we're not supportive of them, but because we are supportive of them. And we want to be able to help them and set monies aside to be able to help them, so whenever they do find that place, and they are even sometimes wishing and dreaming about building a building down in that area, that may be farther in the future than we can immediately see, well, they want to find that place that is ideal. And you know what first month and last month and security is? And what about all the furnitures and other things that you might need when you move into a new place? And so it's a part of that $105,000. If we can give that $105,000, we are in favor of that Hispanic. We didn't run them off. They're the ones who said, we need to be down where the souls, where we live, where the people we can invite to worship. And we're glad to stand beside them. And I don't know if you notice on the slide of that Hispanic work, it may still be on the screen, the number of male leadership there is in that work. And that will help us in that work down there. We have a lot of confidence in that. And, of course, Douglas continues to work with them, and that's the work he's doing. We mentioned the fact he's in the base. What's he doing? He's not preaching full-time. The men down there are preaching, and that's developing leadership among the men in that church. Douglas is there just to be a counselor and an advisor, not in an overseeing way, but just to be there beside them and to be able to stand for them, for they need older brothers in Christ like Douglas to be there. And part of that $105,000 is the television program In Search of the Lord's Way. What a great, great work this is. We provided some monthly support last year. In fact, in that bonus, because remember last year the top of the pyramid was about $120,000, and thanks be to God, you gave $156,000, and we were able to send $5,000 just to help them over and above, because they had needs in that work. And let me tell you what happened this morning. This morning in I thought I had the numbers down here. Yes, the numbers are on the screen. We got Phil on the screen. Yes, 100 million homes in America. There are 118 million homes as a result of the television program In Search of the Lord's Way. It's on 7 o'clock television and cable. As a result of that, 100 million sermons heard us. 100 million homes heard a sermon on the anniversary of Roe versus Wade about abortion. Don't you have great confidence in Phil? And he's spoken here so many times, and how thankful we ought to be. Now, it's not just that they're on WGN that is a place that has a great deal. I counted 250-something other local television stations they're on. So this week, In Search of the Lord's Way, in addition to being saturating the country on Sunday morning, 100 million homes with the possibility of hearing the gospel being preached every Sunday. And if you've not listened to that program, you need to go there. Go to the website. You can listen to past programs and everything. Turn your television on at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. You will be amazed at the quality and the clarity of the truth that is preached there. Thank God. Thank God for Phil Sanders and for what he does. And that television program has been on the air since 1980. And what that's 37 years that television program has been on. And we ought to thank God. So God being our helper, we will be able to do all of these things if we have $105,000 for that. And how blessed we are for God to have opened before this church. We said last week, whoever dreamed that this church would be able to be that involved. We talked last week about we've preached the gospel on 6 different continents and in 35 different countries. We've been involved in members of this church and those that we support, been involved in 35 countries in getting the gospel around the world. If we give $114,000, we are excited about a possibility that has come to our way, and that is to be part of helping a situation down in Trinidad. And I believe that members of this congregation have made 3 different trips down to Trinidad. 4 of our 5 elders have been down to Trinidad. We know this work. And many of you know Dominique Dos Santos. Dominique has spoken here. Spoken here in a gospel meeting. He's spoken here on special occasions. Spoken here for youth days and everything. Dominique is one of the finest Christian young men, or younger men, old men from if you're a teenager. But he's great, great ability. Now what's happened is they've had a school of preaching down there, and that school of preaching has had nearly 500 individuals to come to that school from the Caribbean, and they're preaching the gospel all over the Caribbean. In fact, they've had at least one student that came all the way from Thailand to be a part of that. And unfortunately, the things that happen there is that the school has because of I don't want to say a lack of leadership, but not the energetic leadership that it could have had. It has declined in recent years, and we want to be a part of standing beside that congregation in San Fernando, Trinidad, to help them get that school started. So we're going to make a one-time contribution to send to that church down there. And there's a possibility, because students can be supported for $100 per month to go to the school, there's a possibility their decision might be, they're going to make that decision, that money will be to support students in that school. Three of the students there in that school. And we want to be able to make that great, great contribution. Dominique is taking over as the director. And anybody that knows Dominique knows what's going to happen because of that. That school has been in existence for nearly 40 years, maybe longer than that. And we want to be a part of helping that school revive itself and to begin again to do what it has done and the impact that it's had. You look over the Caribbean and see where the Lord's church is in so many places. And it's because of the work that has happened there. And then there's something that is interesting, something that we're working on. And we don't have a name to put with this, and that is we want to send a couple to Easter Island. We don't know who that couple is. It's not likely it's anybody from this congregation, but somebody who is able to speak Spanish. Not necessarily a trained missionary to go down, just some steadfast Christian couple. Man and his wife, perhaps middle-aged, maybe a little bit older, who can speak the language and to live among these babes in Christ down there. Because to go in and just make occasional trips, they need somebody there that can mentor them. And I'm not at all against these occasional trips by any means. They're growing down there spiritually. Just the very fact that they met this morning to serve God and to praise God, and how thankful we ought to be. And so we need to be praying in our prayers. God help us find this person. We don't know who it is. But in those who've discussing about what can happen to that work in the Easter Island, and we want it to be able for it to flourish every way and for the church there to be as large as it can. We want to help this young church to mature and to be established and for a Christian couple to just go down on a temporary basis, not move in, and then become the dominating force that controls the church. We believe in churches ought to grow from the grow and grow on their own. But we our plans are this year to find that couple and to send them down there. And if we reach $114,000, finally, if we reach $129,000, there are some other things. And this number's a little bit higher than some of the other numbers we've had. We usually stop the pyramid at about 120 to 125,000. We used to, by the way, put it up to 140,000. And we were only getting 110 to 120,000. And when we didn't get to the top of the pyramid, everybody said, "Oh, we didn't do very good." Oh, yes, we did very good. You know, and so we've lowered the ceiling so that we won't have that attitude. Well, we didn't get as high as we could. We did last year, did we not? And God being our helper, we'll be able to do it this year. And what do we need? Well, Robert Martin needs some help. Robert, what can we do? If there's anything that we could do for you, what would it be? Something that we can have ownership of. We believe in you, Robert. Is there some project that you have in mind? And Robert said, "I'm out of tracks." You need to understand that those tracks that they have down there in the South Pacific, they're one of the great, great ways to find those who are interested in the truth. They go into the marketplace, and some of you have been there and you've done this very thing, to be there in the marketplace and to pass out these tracks. And these tracks are printed in full color. They used to be mimeograph way back yonder, but now they're in full color. And we want to supply 20,000 tracks for Robert to be able to use down there in the Pacific. We love Robert, and we believe that the church will respond. You think of the impact that every one of those tracks will have. People are so interested in the Fiji Islands that some of the very congregations started because they were driving, Robert's driving down the highway and went through a little village and just opened up his window and threw five or six tracks out the window. And people in that village came back and said, "Would you come and tell us about this church that Jesus started?" What a great, great door of opportunity that lies before us. And we need to respond. We need to respond to help help Robert in that work. And the last thing on the pyramid is we have missionaries coming home. You know, this year we'll lose Scott Shanahan, and this year we'll lose Troy Spradling as our missionary. And we want to be able to begin thinking about that new missionaries. Who is that individual? Where is he going to go? We don't know. Here's what I believe we need to do in relationship to that. I'm calling on every man who leads public prayer in this year to at least once a month to include in that prayer, "God, we are ready to serve you. We've served you in the past, and we need to find that missionary. God, help us find that new work that we can do." We say we believe in prayer, and I'm calling on every member of this congregation, young people, young and old, as a part of your prayer, the part of the prayers that families pray around the table, "God, help Palm Beach Lakes. There's people on this earth in some place, some locale that need the gospel, and we're trying, and we've been looking to try to find not just somebody that's just trying to escape and get out of America and go on a vacation, live in some foreign country for 2 or 3 years. We're looking for someone whose heart is in it and whose soul is in it. And we want to say to the Lord Jesus Christ, "Here am I, Lord. Here we are as your people here at Palm Beach Lakes. Open our eyes. Help us to lift up our eyes unto the fields that are white unto harvest. And give us wisdom to be able to make the right choice." Sometimes you can make a wrong choice in hiring a preacher. Sometimes you can make a wrong choice in sending a missionary. Sometimes you can make a wrong choice in everything that's involved in the Lord's work. But we believe that because God has a vision, and that vision was seen by Jesus on the cross. When on the cross he looked down and saw a lost world, that Jesus looked down, and we want to have that same vision, and we want to pray to God, "God, we want to serve you better. And we want to sacrifice, and we want to find some other Robert Martins and some other Joey Treats and some other individuals like Scott Shanahan and some individuals like Josh Blackmer and like Chris Fry and individuals like Troy Spradling and individuals of those individuals that we supported over the years. God, we're ready. Provide for us in some way that individual. Now, the amount of money that is involved from between $114,000 and $129,000 will not in by any ways fully support that missionary. But when that man is found and there's exploratory trips that need to be made, he needs to go down there and survey the land and everything, those funds will already exist. We'll already have the beginning of the funds. So that perhaps a year from now, we'll be able to say, we are adding a new, brand new missionary family, and they'll belong to us, like Chris belonged to us, and like Troy belonged to us, and like Josh belonged to us, and like the ownership that we claim of Robert Martin and maybe some of these other individuals that we know because they visit with us. We'll be able to say to the God of heaven, God, we prayed, and it appears that you've heard our prayers. And so we're setting aside a part of that fund. Well, what if we get more than $129,000? You cannot imagine how many other projects could be put on this. And last year, as a result of what happened with that great contribution of $156,000, when normally we've been averaging $123,000, and this congregation gave, $20,000+ more than we even had on the highest part of the pyramid last year, that will respond. I love the story about the widow and the widow's mite. I think about Clarence and Gloria Dixon and their kids and that youngest daughter of theirs. You remember how for so many years I held up a jar of coins? She's no longer with us. The daughter is no longer with us. You know what she did? Little girl, 8, 9, 10 years of age, from the very beginning of Mission Sunday, took the coins from her mom and dad as long as Clarence was alive and put them in a jar. And on Mission Sunday, I'd be able to hold up that jar and to say, somebody's been working this year. It's one of our kids who said, that's what I want to do. And while she's no longer here, she's an adult, and she probably was embarrassed when she got in high school and didn't want anybody to know what she was doing. That's what little people do, you know. But she was a part of it. And I want to thank this congregation from the depths of my heart because of the years I've spent in the mission field and see the need that is over there. From the depths of my heart, I want to thank you. Not for what you've done for me, but what has happened for the cause of Jesus Christ. Because 13 years ago, when we were doing $50,000 a year mission work, our elders had enough wisdom to say, let's try the Mission Sunday approach. And that first Sunday, instead of $50,000, which was the base number back then, this congregation gave $125,000. And I'm asking you to maybe not make the biggest purchase that you might have been thinking about making. Or perhaps there's just some way you can find some monies. Because the Lord Jesus comes back, we don't need those treasures left laid up on this earth. But what a great opportunity. And that's not to pressure anyone. That widow's mite, the Lord took it and magnified what she had. And I love that passage in 2 Corinthians, where after talking about we ought to be cheerful givers, 2 to 3 verses later, he says, and God is able to multiply the seeds that you sow so that you may in all things be sufficient to be a part of every good work. My brethren, the challenge is before us. The elders have presented it to us. And next Sunday, just our regular contribution will be the contribution for Mission Sunday. Pray every day about this. Pray that God will bless us and bless all of us to understand the great need that we have. We now come to that part of our service where we want to extend the invitation of Jesus, because you see, you need to be a child of God. You need to do what Tom did this the weekday. You can do that very thing this day. A believer in Jesus who repents of your sins, says, I'm going to change my life. I'm going to commit my life to Jesus. And when you've stated that you believe in Jesus, and the Bible word for that is to confess Christ, confess Him as Lord, you too can be baptized into the body of Jesus and become a part of a congregation that says to the Lord Jesus, Lord, here we are. Bless us and use us every way that we can. And then He says, live faithful. And all that means is live the kind of life so God can trust you. Not that you got to live sinlessly, but live faithfully. If we can help you go to heaven, to become a child of God, or to return to your first love, won't you let it be known by coming to the front right now as together we stand and sing. Will you come?